Is Galen there? Is he okay? It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. He's a friend of mine, and I just wanted to make sure. I heard he got hit by a bow and arrow or something.
You're calling my house, and you're on a radio station?
Well, yeah. I work for WRIF, and I'm a friend of Galen's.
Hey.
Oh,
hey. What the hell? You know, excuse me for caring about the guy.
Over the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
Hello?
I'm trying to call. I'm getting an update on Galen's condition, and something's happening to the phone. I don't know what's going on.
You think I'm stupid? No, my brother don't know you.
What do you mean? He does know me would be the proper way to say that.
No game. This is no joke whatsoever. Let's quit playing games about it.
Okay, well,
call my house.
Can you tell me how he is? I know Galen.
That he was okay, and that he was where he was, and what was going on. You wouldn't have to call me.
Excuse me for asking how he's doing.
How'd you get my number?
I know Galen.
Okay, how'd you get my number?
He was at your house, I don't know how long ago, but he gave me this number to call him.
Sorry, don't believe you. I don't believe much of anything.
Okay, yeah, that's really nice. You're here. I'm trying to be compassionate to a friend, and thanks a lot, bitch.
That is funny. When they see through us, then they're a bitch. they're every name in the book because they read us.
I'm trying to find
right
out
through our lies.
How the guy's doing.
You don't care.
At the very worst, I'm not his friend, but I'm trying to find out how he's doing.
My ass.
We just found the actual audio.
Give it to me. Come on, you sissies. I can fit more of you.
In the ass.
So he actually was hit in the butthole?
Had an arrow in the ass.
That's funny, because I don't see that in my story, but I'm more than happy to believe it. I'm glad you've done additional research about my friend.
In the ass.
By the way, I've known Galen a long time. And amongst the many things he can do, he's a weird guy.
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
And that's why I'm really concerned about the injury. Because I wonder if he can still do that.
I need you to relax your anus.
What's that from?
I think I saw his butthole.
Oh, I thought that was a cop because his pants got ripped. Wait, let's see. Does it sound like a cop or a doctor?
I think I saw his butthole.
That is, how embarrassing for my friend.
Let me put it in your butt.
It's everyone's favorite song.
Give it to me! Come on, you sissies! I can fit more of you!
Pew, pew.
Galen's kind of a hothead. I don't know how his sister is. If she's anything like Galen, though, she might have calmed down by now and want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, that's likely.
Well, if she's anything like Galen, I mean, I only know what Galen's like. They share the same DNA.
Anything unique?
About Galen's sister?
Or Galen?
Well, I think it's a genetic trait of the family that...
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
Hey, Mark, you did put a name in parentheses here. Brandy, is that his sister's name?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
Because I knew his sister's name started with a B. I just forgot it was Brandy.
Brandy.
So it might help. Just once I get familiar with her and call her by her name, maybe she'll remember me.
Hey.
Well, there's a part on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away. They talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town.
Oh, Brandy!
Works, laying whiskey around. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them
with the
sailors.
Hey, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a girl are you with me?
But alas, my lonely lady is the same.
Yeah, Brandy. Well, I just know that Galen is one of these guys. He's a hothead. He gets mad at first, and then he calms down. And I don't know, she seems like she's not really calmed down yet. We do have another number.
Oh, dear.
It's the same name. It's not Brandy, Dynamite. Though. Well, let's see if this is another relative. Maybe we can. Maybe they'll remember me, since Brandy doesn't.
All right, who is this?
This number is either someone who has the same name as Galen, my buddy, and his sister Brandy, or it's a relative. I know he's got a sister who's not quite the hothead that Brandy is.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Maybe we can find out a little more about Galen's condition. Hey, RC, it's Drew and Mike calling WIF Radio. Are you related to Galen Crane?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, that's right. Wait, are you his brother?
Brother? No, he's my son.
Oh, he's your son. Oh,
yeah.
Galen's down on the line. Yeah, we were trying to talk to Brandy to find out how he was doing, and I don't know if the phone was disconnecting or something. It's crazy. Is he okay?
He's getting better. They had to leave the arrowhead in him. They said it caused more damage to remove it than it would to leave it in it. So he's in quite a lot of pain.
Where is it lodged exactly?
In his upper thigh, you know, right by his buttocks.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So it's not, we thought it was like, it's not a bullseye or anything.
No.
Oh. It didn't hit him in that spot, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody was suggesting, I don't know, I couldn't hear Brandy very well on the phone. It was kind of breaking up, and I haven't talked to her in a long time, but we were just hoping it wasn't in his butthole.
At least in there a little bit.
But that's what I thought she was, it was kind of breaking up. So anyway, this guy that shot him, I mean, somebody shot him with a bow and arrow. This is really unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We can't figure out why he hadn't been put in jail yet.
Is he claiming something like Galen was trying to get into his place or something like that?
No, it wasn't even his place. It was his neighbor's house. And Galen denies it. He said he was just walking down the street, and this guy comes running out with a bow and arrow, yelling and screaming that he's going to shoot him.
Oh, what a nut. I know Galen. Galen hasn't been in trouble like that before, has he?
No, he's never done burglary or nothing like that.
You wouldn't have Galen's cell phone, would you?
No, I don't believe he even has a cell phone anymore.
Oh yeah, I remember when he lost it. It's crazy. Because I wrote his number down, and I don't know, I think I spilled some coffee on it. But maybe we'll try him at the hospital, or maybe I can get through to Brandy again. I don't know. She sounds like she's pretty upset.
Who am I talking to again?
It's Drew.
Drew?
Yeah. And Butt Mike.
Mike and the duck a little bit. Just saying a bullseye. Right there, right in the anus.
Well, RC, appreciate the time, and I hope everybody comes out of this okay. I just, like I said, I can't believe this is it. You know, I can't believe the guy's not behind bars. I'm like you.
Yeah.
Thanks, RC.
Okay, thank you.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Wow. Put my hot air coming out of that guy.
Oh, yes, there's some hot air coming out of him.
Yeah,
this guy.
That was kind of a duck impression. Was that a little ducky?
I didn't notice the ducky part. I'm really disappointed.
Itty bitty ducky. I was very disappointed. Yeah. I wanted a strong duck. I wanted a big showing. I wanted a squadron of ducks.
I was so focused on Galen and his condition that I just didn't notice.
I want the rush duck.
He sounds like this duck is about to get arrested.
This duck's gonna get arrested. Boy, he took a big blast from Butt Mike, too.
Oh, did he ever?
I don't think he knows it, too. I mean, that made his hair move, whatever was left.
That was good timing, too, because he was just getting curious as to who this guy was that was a friend of Galen's, allegedly.
Mike was like an arrow zing coming out of the butt.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Check this out. We now can reach Galen in the hospital. Mark didn't speak to him, but he had contact with him.
Found the room number and all that stuff.
And Galen said, hello.
Oh, my God. The story that keeps giving.
I'd say we should either call Galen or the sister. And I'm kind of torn because Galen, I'd kind of like to hear his story.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to him.
I think that might be pretty amusing.
Yeah.
And the sister, she's just kind of a hothead right now. She doesn't want to talk to him.
No. She's a bitch. Done with her.
She's a terrible bitch. She won't talk to someone who's a friend of Galen's.
Right. Well, let's just try to go for the man.
This is a recorded line. Please hold for the next available operator.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get a hold of Galen, buddy.
Oh, okay. Can I connect you through?
Could you please?
Thank you.
Just live across the street from each other. Galen? Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling from WRIF Radio, and we were just looking into this story about the bow and arrow. First of all, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I'm a little busy right now. I can't talk right now.
Can you just tell us, did this guy chased you for 3 blocks with a bow and arrow? You were just going to a buddy's house or something?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
That's
is this
incredible.
Guy?
I gotta go.
Is he behind bars yet?
Oh, he's got to go back. What, to get to a sponge bath?
No, he's got to get away from the phone.
That's right. You're not kidding. I got to get out of this situation ASAP. I got to get off the phone as fast as I had to get out of that dude's house. I got busted in.
He's sticking to his story.
That's right.
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
Wow. Now,
the only question left is if we want to try and repair things with Brandy.
Oh, like that's repairable.
I'm not sure how I think. You know, like I said, the family has a tendency to be a little hot-headed at first, and they calm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you must.
I take it you don't want to try and repair things with Brandy.
No, go ahead. The story keeps giving. Let's give it one more go.
Oh, whatever. All right. I really don't want to call her, but if you're up for it.
I'm up for it. I can tell. I can tell you're terribly opposed to the idea.
I am. I'm really not happy. I'm opposed to it on every ground.
Lonely sailors, pass the time away. I've got spare homes. And there's a girl.
Heads up!
God, I love that arrow effect.
Thank you, right?
That is really good.
Hello?
Is this Brandy?
Yeah.
Brandy, we just talked to RC. I just wanted to let you know everything's cool.
You talked to RC?
Yeah.
Everything's cool. So just want to apologize. I know you thought, you know, we were hassling you. We didn't want to hassle you.
No, we talked to everybody.
Yeah, it was everybody.
Talk to the dad.
Uh-huh.
Your dad.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys haven't...
Later, bitch.
Okay. Oh, God, what a...
Brandy!
Man, this chick.
Well, there's a part.
I thought she was going to go, consider us in the fold by knowing what we knew.
I think she was a little pissed at herself, for being so not nice.
Did you think that dead spot there was her kind of processing what's going on here?
Yeah.
And finally, like, what she does in life, she bails when she's confused?
Possibly. I don't know. You know, to throw RC out there, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty unique. And knowing about the arrow still being in him.
Yeah.
I think she's in denial.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, she's
that whole family is famous for when they get confused, they just bail. All of them.
Well, I'm starting to feel like I really am part of the family.
Yeah.
Well, that's an exclusive. I promise you that.
That's for damn sure.
Nobody else is going to talk to Galen, Brandy, RC, and the front desk at the hospital. And we got full medical information. We got everything.
Yeah, we got everything. Talked to 12 different people. We're all over this thing.
It was a root canal, but it worked.
Yeah, that's right.
And who knows? Knowing Galen, you know, the guy's a little crazy. Maybe, you know, he got into something a little nutty, and maybe this guy really did chase him for 3 blocks.
Maybe
and shot him with a bow and arrow. Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
Heads up!
Hey, what's up, you old fatty?
I think that just scraped my anus.
Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and